Hello everyone and welcome to my podcast. Today I'm going to tell a story of how a small chiropractic business I work for in Portland helped a breached baby. What is a baby that is breached, you ask? It means that the baby is bottom first instead of head first, and this becomes a concern around 34-ish weeks or so. I'm no expert, but this is the information that the chiropractor I work for told me. So, one Monday morning, I had a woman call and ask to make an appointment with us. She had seen our ad in a brochure at her doctor's office and wanted to try something different before they would physically go in and would try moving the baby by hand, which I have told is an extremely painful procedure. So, this painful procedure was set to take place on Friday, and we were able to make an appointment for her the next day, Tuesday. And if that didn't work, we would try again on Wednesday and Thursday. So we had scheduled her for appointments for 3 days that week. So this woman comes in on Tuesday and was excited to try this, and, you know, was really, really hoping it would work, obviously. So she comes in with her husband, fills out her paperwork, and she goes in with Dr. Kate. And what Dr. Kate did was she just made more room for the baby, and she did that by adjusting her naturally and putting her spine in place and, again, giving the baby more room. And just letting nature take its course. So this woman leaves, and she was expected to come back the following day. Well, that morning, the following day, I get a call from her saying that she would not be in for her appointment and she needs to cancel the remaining of them. And she didn't give a hint at all to what was going on or anything. So here I am. I'm like, oh God, I just got this job a month ago. Why is she calling to cancel her appointment? This was my job to get her back into the office one more visit and see what's going on. So I proceeded to ask why she wanted to cancel her appointments, you know, can we get her back in? And then she began to tell me that the baby had flipped and she was in labor and on her way to the hospital. So I was like, oh, okay, so, you know, this is good. And I couldn't believe it. She couldn't believe it. And she just kept going on saying how happy she was and excited that it actually worked. And for me, seeing actual stories like this is just so cool because from what I've heard, and I'm actually starting to see it a little bit now with some people that are coming in, but chiropractic services are seen and talked about differently by everyone. And yes, absolutely, everyone is allowed to have their own opinion, but now that I've seen some of the treatments that Dr. Kate has used with some patients who have seizures, breached babies, knee pain, which I would never link knee pain to a chiropractic office. However, a lot of people are coming in for it and it's helping them, so that's pretty cool to see. And it's a really special job to see people who get rewarded with being pain-free, seizure-free, and help a little baby flip and help this mother, you know, who was stressed out thinking that, you know, she was going to have this painful procedure followed by a very painful childbirth or a cesarean section. So to see that Dr. Kate was able to help her, it was a special thing. And this job is so rewarding because coming from a physical therapy office, which is the same type of thing, I'm just such a people person. I love seeing people get better because it changes their attitude and they get happy. And yes, I have to deal with them when they're first grumpy when they originally come because they're in pain and I understand that. But seeing the end result is pretty cool. And with this specific patient, seeing the end result literally happen within 14 hours was pretty amazing. And so, yes, social media will definitely be able to help, but by this one, I think a huge help will be word of mouth. So thank you for listening to my podcast, and I hope that you really enjoyed.